Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Every one of us have a choice all the time. In reading the Word, that's why you need to read the Word on a regular basis, because if you'll do it, and if you'll read it honestly and openly, you will see things in here that you don't see here in your life. Hmm? Have you done it before? You're reading stuff in there? I mean, maybe you're reading about tithing, and it says, I'm going to rebuke the devourer and open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing on you, you don't have room enough to receive it. And you're going, I got plenty of room. Plenty of room. Or you're reading in, the Holy Ghost fell, and they all got filled with the Spirit, and they spoke with other tongues, and you go, I don't speak in tongues. Never felt like speaking in tongues. Hmm? Or you read with, long life I'll satisfy you, show you my salvation, took your infirmities, bore your sicknesses, carried your pains, by stripes you're healed, and you say, man, it don't look like it. It don't feel like it. They say it ain't gonna happen. You got a choice. I said you got a choice. You can ascertain the will of God from what you're seeing and hearing and feeling and what somebody else has heard and felt. And it's easier to try to water down the Bible to match your experience. Or lack of experience. It takes faith to read this book and see it's saying here and I'm here. It's saying all this and I'm saying I never even heard about it, much less experienced it. And you can take the easy way out, and there are myriads of books and educated people that will explain it for you. Why it's not going to happen. And you can accept that and be with the majority and not get persecuted and go with the flow and not get your money and not get healed and not get your miracle. Or you can say, I am believing God to elevate my experience to match this. And I am standing for the perfect will of God. I'm going to hold out for the perfect will of God. Are you with me or not? Hold out for the perfect will of God. Settle for something else. Something less. It's easier to just try to explain it away. I'm so glad years ago I read and saw them speaking in tongues in the book of Acts. And I didn't. But I thought, well, there it is.
That's right.
I got supposed to have the same Holy Ghost they got. Part of the same church they're part of.
That's right.
These signs are following that believe they'll speak with new tongues. I read it.
Yes.
Paul said, I thank my God I'll speak with tongues more than you are. I think people forget. Peter was a tongue talker.
Yes.
Paul was a tongue talker.
Yes.
The Ephesians were tongue talkers. The Colossians were tongue talkers. The Philippians were tongue talkers. The Corinthians were tongue talkers every night and day. Right?
Yeah, right?
The New Testament is full of tongue talkers.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That sounds foreign to people.
Yes.
But it's a fact.
Yes.
I said it's a fact.
Yes, it is.
Yet, what have people done? They have watered it down and explained it to match their lack of experience.
Amen. Amen.
I had a fellow one time come try to take me to task about it. You know how it's all passed away and da da da. It's funny that when the passage they try to quote in 1 Corinthians 13, they forget all those other things that are mentioned in there. They're not passed away, but they pull this one out and it is. And finally I stopped him. I said, whoa, I said, brother, you ever spoke in tongues? No. I said, do you have any experience in the matter at all? He said, no. I said, I do.
Oh.
Huh? It'd be like if you're not a pilot, you're going to come and straighten me out about flying, and you don't have, you never flew. You don't know anything about it.
No.
That's a fool.
That's right.
You've never done it. You don't know anything about it, but you're going to correct and straighten somebody else out that does it every day. Well, just moving right along. Somebody say glory to God. Yeah? Everybody take a good breath. But take a deep breath. And go. Glory to God. Say we love the Lord. We love each other. Well, we love the Bible. We love the Word. Matthew chapter 4. Somebody say, what are you saying? You trying to imply? Are you trying to suggest? What are you trying to say? Nothing that you should be upset about. Trying to say something wrong with me if I don't speak in tongues? No. That I'm not saved if I don't speak in tongues? No. You have to be saved to be a candidate to receive.
That's right.
No. I'm saying whether it's that or it's prosperity or it's healing or it's anything, don't try to explain it away because you don't have it.
That's right.
Because you've never done it.
Exactly.
Hmm? Have enough humility. Yes. Humble yourself before the Word of God.
Yes.
And say, well, just because I hadn't done it or I hadn't seen it don't mean this is wrong.
Right.
This is right.
Right.
And Lord, I'm asking you, elevate my experience. Bring me up to this.
Yes.
Bring me up to this.
Yes.
And we'll be doing that the rest of our life. Matthew 4. Tell me what we're looking for here. We're looking to see what Jesus did. And when we see it, what will we find out? The unchanging will of God for all men for all time. Matthew 4. And verse 23. 4:23. Now this is where I want everybody with their Bible, please, following us, find the place. I want you to see it so you make sure I read it right. Check me, watch me. And every time we see the word all or every in reference to somebody getting healed, I want you to say it out loud with me.
Amen.
So we don't miss it. Matthew 4, 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and what?
Healing
what?
All
manner of sickness and
all
manner of disease among the people. Now let you stop right here. How many believe it's still the will of God for there to be teaching?
Yes.
Is it still the will of God for there to be preaching the gospel?
Yes.
Then why do we drop the last one? Why would you drop the last one? Somebody said, oh yeah, that was the will of God. He was showing the will of God. We're supposed to be teaching and preaching. Well, why leave off the last one? His fame went throughout all. Yeah, I'm still going. Syria. And they brought unto him. Come on, are you with me? They brought unto him. How many?
All
sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and them that had the palsy, and he healed them. Them refers to what?
All.
The all that they brought. Didn't say he healed part of them, he healed them. Them who?
All.
The all that came. Now how many people got healed this day?
All.
Where are the unlucky ones?
None.
What about the ones that it wasn't time for their healing to, huh? Or it wasn't the will of God. God was teaching them something.
No.
How many people got healed here this day?
All.
A bunch.
All of them.
And all. Keep going. Matthew, you're there in chapter 4. Go to the 8th chapter. Now go ahead and find Luke 4, because we're going to read Luke's account when we read this one. It's the same happening, but Luke said it a little bit differently than Matthew. We're going Matthew 8 and Luke 4, just going to turn right from one to the other. Matthew 8, Luke 4. Don't let this be too simple for you tonight. Let it get in your spirit. How would you know if it was working in your spirit? You get excited about it every time. When you sit there and yawn and go, oh, ho, hum, I've heard all this before. Ooh, you need it real bad and don't know it. Matthew 8. Are you there?
Yes.
Matthew 8, 16. When the even was come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed a bunch of them.
All.
Huh?
All.
50-60%. 99%.
No.
No. All means what?
All
means everybody included, nobody excluded. All means all. Healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our, whose? Whose? Not just theirs, our infirmities, and bore our sicknesses. And he's healing all in manifestation of that scripture and in manifestation of the unchanging will of God for all men for all time. Luke's account, Luke 4, says it like this. This is the same happening. Verse 40, Luke 4:40. When the sun was setting, A-L-L, all they that had any sick. Now, did you hear the language of this? Everybody that had anybody sick with different diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Glory to God. Where are the ones that didn't have enough faith? Where are the ones that it wasn't God's timing for? Where? Now, friend, if it was even occasionally the will of God, or even rarely the will of God for somebody to be sick and stay sick, you would have seen it in Jesus' ministry. Wouldn't you? Because he said, I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of him that sent me. I only say what I hear him say. I only do what he shows me to do. Everything he did is a revelation of the will of God. And isn't that what the whole series is about? God's will to heal. How do we find his will? If you can't find the will of God looking at Jesus, where are you going to look?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Ministry of Jesus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002M. That's R2002M. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.